Well, all right. I guess it's time for me to respond to this in some kind of way. Billy Graham died a week ago. I am reading from an article that was published on Politico. And you know that Politico can be sued if this is in error in any way. Let me first of all say this. When I first became a Christian back in 1967, I was greatly influenced by Billy Graham, the Billy Graham Crusade, Cliff Burrows, the singer, and I'd rather have Jesus, the tenor singer and all. But I want to read this article since they laid his body in the rotunda of the Capitol. See what you think about it. Billy Graham's most infamous bonding with Richard Nixon happened in the year of 1972 when a White House conversation turned to the subject of Jewish domination of the media. Nixon was a notorious anti-Semite, and Graham played to the president's prejudices with enthusiasm. He called that alleged media control a stranglehold, mused about doing something about it. In a second Nixon term, and added, "A lot of Jews are great friends of mine," Graham said. "They swarm around me and are friendly to me because they know that I am friendly to Israel and so forth. But they don't know how I really feel about what they're doing to this country. And I have no power and no way to handle them." "You must let them know," Nixon replied. Now, these repellent remarks may well indicate a core of anti-Semitism, but they also can be read from Graham's effort to curry favor with Nixon by feeding his darker impulses, much as Henry Kissinger did throughout Nixon's White House tenure. That reading, in turn, tells us much about the willingness, even the eagerness, of a spiritual guide to preserve his access to temporal power. Had Graham chastised Nixon for his views, or even denied or declined to endorse him, it might have made him more of a spiritual shepherd, but lessened Graham's accesses to the inner circles of power. Now, I watched that fiasco on television this morning, with all the powers of the cabinet and all that kind of foolishness. But I want to share something with you. You can't do that. Now, let me give you one more. Because I was with a friend, the friend took me to lunch today, and we were having a discussion about Billy and all of that. And he said, "Well, didn't you know that he was a racist?" I said, "I never picked that up in his preaching. Didn't he have an orphanage in Africa for the blacks or something like that?" I was very, very much into what the evangelical rule was saying. But then I came upon this article today when I got back to the office. I had to research it for myself. And I found this article on CNN. It was on CNN, and the title is "Where Billy Graham Missed the Mark." Because, and this was made February 22nd, 2018, by John Blake, who wrote this article. Let me go in and see who John Blake is. All right, it's important to know that. Well, he's a native of Baltimore, Maryland. He writes about race, religion, politics, and other assorted topics. Now, I've never heard of John Blake, so I'm not going to be critical about him. I'll read the article to you, and then you be the judge
This is not
whether
a
this
hotel. This is
You have to excuse me, I'm on my computer. You be the judge whether this man is America's greatest preacher and whether this man can be welcomed in the heavenly corridors for loving human beings. But Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. electrified the nation when he gave his I Have a Dream speech. But there was another famous American pastor who was not impressed. Billy Graham, who had refused to participate in the 1963 March on Washington, dismissed King's belief that protests could create a beloved community in America, where even down in Alabama, little black boys and little black girls would join hands with little white boys and white girls. Now listen to this. Listen to this. Only when Christ comes again will the little white children of Alabama walk hand in hand with little black children. That's what Billy Graham said.
What are you talking to us, man?
About King's speech. I'm doing a webcast.
Oh.
I have recordings on all my computers. Now, listen. If he said that when King made his I Have a Dream speech with little black boys and little white girls, this man is a proven racist. Billy Graham, the so-called great preacher that these nincompoops have given a king's burial to in the Capitol Rotunda Square. I'm glad I'm able to say this before I go in and have my heart surgery, because now the doctor may pin something in my damn heart and kill me. I don't care. This whole evangelical thing is bullshit. Now, Graham's response to the epic march raises a question about his legacy that some scholars and activists have asked for years. Now, you have to realize, I didn't even know that this article existed until I spoke with a 50-year-old man that took me to the hospital for an appointment today. And I asked him what he thought about it. This man knew that I'm a retired pastor. And when he told me this, I came home and researched it. And I'm sharing it with you, my listening audience. Let me continue to read the man's article. How can anyone call Graham a great pastor when he refused to take a clear, unequivocal public stand against the greatest moral evil America faced in his day, which was racial segregation? That's a damn good question. And I'd like somebody to tell me that. Because if I had known what he said to Nixon, I would have screamed it to the Jews. The article goes on and says, Graham occasionally preached racial tolerance and held integrated crusades during the civil rights era, but even some of the biggest supporters say Graham accepted segregation by some of his crusades, criticized marches and sit-ins, and would not risk his popularity by confronting segregation head-on. Now, wait a minute. Let me continue to read it. This article goes on. One Graham biographer says that he even tried to sabotage the civil rights movement. This is Billy Graham, the one that's laying, his rotten-ass body is laying in the rotunda of the Capitol of the United States of America being praised. And how can you be a great preacher that loves God and loves humanity but can't stand black people to get ahead in a righteous way? It doesn't make any sense to me. Now, unless somebody corrects these two articles that I read to you, I was right when I said on my website a long time ago, this dude is a major compromiser to the Christian faith. And everybody that believes that this man was a great man, and I never believed it because I know when you're hanging around power like in the White House, and then I can only imagine what he thought about Martin Luther King. I can only imagine what any racist thinks about that. He was constantly making statements opposing King's dream. As long as an associate professor of religion, he was an associate professor of religion at Elizabethtown College in Pennsylvania, Graham's legacy is definitely tarnished by the way he approached racial justice. He was a redneck and a bigot. If I had known it, I would have never watched one of his crusades. Simple as that. Hands down. Just like I believe that John MacArthur is a redneck and a bigot. But I've already got rid of all of his stuff out of my life. Question about Graham's response towards racism have lingered for years. But criticism of the evangelist gradually receded as he became an American folk hero in his old age. American folk hero? Wait a minute. When the 99-year-old evangelist died in his home in Montreat, North Carolina on Wednesday, he was known as America's pastor. Presidents sought his counsel. Millions packed stadiums for his crusades. And through it all, no scandal ever came his way during the 6 decades in the public eye. Okay, no scandal. He didn't fall into no sexual sins like these other bishops and the rest of them. But any look at Graham's legacy that does not examine his actions during the civil rights movement is incomplete, some scholars say. Graham's rise coincided with the most turbulent years of the movement, when pastors and public figures were forced to make choices that would define them for the rest of their lives. Then the article goes on and says, civil rights coward or hero? For some, Graham is a civil rights hero. They say that he was a close friend and a collaborator with King, that he insisted on integrating his crusades in the segregationist South, and that he preached the gospel of racial tolerance so forcefully that some of his fellow Southerners called him a communist and a nigger lover, quote unquote. Graham actually helped dismantle segregation, says Stephen P. Miller, author of Billy Graham and the Rise of the Republican South. This is what Miller said. Graham contributed to the theological defeat of segregation, Miller told CNN. He could reach an audience that civil rights advocates could not. And on several notable occasions, he made a point of using that sway to link his evangelical message with racial tolerance. Well, to me, that's mixing your words. Come out and say what it is. Michael E. Long, author of Billy Graham and the beloved community, America's Evangelist, and the Dream of Martin Luther King Jr., wrote and said, there wasn't a major Protestant leader in America who obstructed King's beloved community more than Billy Graham did. So with that, I won't even put his picture up. You know where I stand. If I had done something like that, that would have been out on me, and I would have been blackballed. On him? They have other related articles. I'm glad the brother printed it, and I'm glad that another brother pointed it out to me. And far as I'm concerned, wait a minute. Listen to this quote. Of course he could have spoken out more forcefully against segregation, but he spoke out more forcefully than anybody expected him. Graham was never out in the front of the parade on segregation, but he was always out in front of his unit. Now, that's not what it is. If you're working for God, you have to work for God in every aspect, not your unit. But I understand how people see that. So anyhow, good riddance as far as I'm concerned. And I don't mean no hard feelings and stuff like that. I'm just thinking that that's a pretty sad testimony that anybody can have. And it shocks the hell out of me and embarrasses me. I just spoke with a friend of mine who was in church with me for years and told me what he knew about Graham. And the more and more people I tell you, the more and more I live, I find so much about this faith that I've been in that is so corrupt that I was right for choosing not to go to church again, just to stay home and mind my damn business. Thank you for coming to my website. And you can look at it on TV if you want to. If I were you, I would not waste my time.